And in the news, Mama Grizzlies attack Tea Partiers. Tear them Betsy from Ross. The mom awakening. Huh? As we all know, something to be avoided, you know. Mom awakening. Don't want to mess with it. Uh-uh. Mom is awakening. Sarah Palin, of course, of the prototype Mama Grizzly, known for catching salmon with her paws up there in Wasilla. Sarah Octos Horribilis, technically. Mama Grizzly, of course, females who gain up to 400 pounds before quitting office and hibernating. Raise their cubs up to age 2 and that's it. Then they're on their own. Prone to attacking household pets. You have to keep food, garbage, and toiletries hoisted up out of their reach, as you know. And they will kill for lip balm. A Mama Grizzly. Did you know that?
I didn't know
that. Yes, it's true. And they're Russian in origin, which I think is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something. A Mama Grizzly may rear up, but a she moose will stick her rump in your face and drop kick you into the end zone. So maybe we're picking the wrong animal here. Of course, if Sarah Palin had grown up in Wisconsin, we'd be talking about Mama Muskies. Florida, Mama Bottlenoses. Missouri, Mama Carp. California, Mama Cass. And on and on and on and on and on. In non-Grizzly news, Cleveland offer to name the team the Cleveland LeBrons is off the table. They're really PO'd in Cleveland. Really. I mean, really. You know, when the Browns moved out, that was one thing. But when the LeBrons moved out, holy cow. And not even to Miami of Ohio. You know, could have done that. Compromise. At these prices, LeBron should play for the Heat, the Dolphins, the Marlins, the Panthers, coach the Hurricanes, and have a horse in the running at Gulfstream Park, I think, basically. Tourists coming to Florida with oil skimmers said to be disappointed. Kids were going to, you know, collect the tar balls in their little pails, and they can't even do that. So. Make little oil retention ponds on the beach. But it's pretty good in Florida, I guess. Anyone been down there and... It's fine, right? Yeah, go. MacGyver to patch wellhead with common household products. The government oil spill panel has been captured and cleaned with detergents and toothbrushes. The Church of England, we're moving right along here, though, you got to admit that. The Church of England to allow female bishops, but Henry VIII will remain a male. Israel to allow Seder plates, Halava, and Streisand DVDs into Gaza. So there's some hope there. Some. Yes. Yentl is very big in Gaza. They love it. They love it. You'd be surprised. For Lindsay Lohan, the good news is that a lot of the women in lockup look just like her girlfriend. On the obscene nails question, Lindsay said it was her TMZ manicure, you know. And the cameras. Mm-hmm. Russian spies Boris and Natasha nabbed in Yonkers.
Boris is moose and squirrel.
Oh, shut up, you mouse.
They will be swapped for Andre Rieu and Lady Gaga.
Rieu.
The Iranian mullet law bars Billy Ray Cyrus, dog. Steven Seagal, Chuck Norris, and MacGyver. Michael Flatley will be shot on sight. Oh. Apple admits their signal bars are actually indicating stock prices. Hawaii's governor, we're almost through this, you're doing good. Hawaii's governor, you might have read this, Hawaii's governor bans the same Kia Ka Kakua unions. Same Kia La Kakua unions, although you can still share a little grass shack. That's okay, under the law there in Hawaii. Massive U.S. heat wave causes hydrants to open in New York City, but they spray only as far as Jersey City. So that's doesn't get out this far, I guess, Jim, huh?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Huh? Don't relieve fear.
No, thank you. You can say that again, I guess. Internet declares Prince over. Okay, if you don't read, then this is not going to do you any good. If you read it, say, oh, yeah, I get that there. Because Prince said the internet was over. So I'm saying, I'm turning it around, and I'm saying internet declares Prince over. And he's still partying like it's 1999, you know. And who wears purple jumpsuits anymore, you know? No one except him. Pot legalization in California to bring back the nickel bag. And will revive Cheech and Chong's careers, obviously. Ringo, at age 70, thinks he's bingo. B-I-N-G-O. Yeah, kind of cute, but... Susan Boyle, looking for a duet partner. Be my love, and no one else can end.
How can she turn that down?
Yearning. Okay, maybe not. The Georgia woman, the Georgia next to the Ukraine, not our Georgia, who claims to be 130 years old, they cast some doubt on that when she draws a complete blank when asked about the first streetlight in Wabash, Indiana. I can just print these off and we can just go somewhere. You know, I'll hand them out and we'll go somewhere and we'll have a cool one.
A cool one.
A cool one, that's fine. Wisconsin goes non-smoking, totally want non-smoking in Wisconsin. So you have to take your smoke breaks in Bismarck in North Dakota. That's the closest. Or you can go up to the Oneida Casino, but that could be a net loss. Yeah. When you think about it. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much. And good night.